Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So if you want to hear this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God.
what to do. I was having problems, so many in my life, but I knew that he could make it right, so. It's so brand new. You're my favorite song, Jesus. I sing the praises of you. I know there'll be problems coming just to tear me, but with you I have the victory, victory.
The Prince of Peace. You hold this world together simply by your intent. Where there is chaos, you bring calm. Where there are struggles, you bring stability. You alone embody peace and can bring peace to our lives, our homes, our churches, our communities, and our nation. The merit mentioned, the mere mention of your name ushers in a certain stillness. You alone know what is needed to bring about order and tranquility. You are worthy of our highest praise and adulation. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So if you would like to join us, please dial in 319-527-7233. 6204 at 7 p.m. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
Come on, say it.
All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Amen, Prince of Peace. Just as the disciples could not rest on the boat when a storm arose, sometimes we worry and fret during our personal storms. Yet in the midst of the stormy sea, you slept. You slept in peace because you are peace. The storms carried no authority over you. Forgive us for living a sleepless life on so many stormy occasions and for failing to rest in your peace. We confess that peace is sometimes elusive. We beg your forgiveness for not letting go and letting you reign peacefully in our life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will
tongue will ever reach.
So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need.
He looks like you.
Devotional message, amen, which is entitled Accepting the Call. Praise God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 15 in the New King James Version. And it says, the love of Christ compels us. He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Praise be to God. The writer says, at times, I have had people come to me and say that they think God has called them into the ministry. They ask, how can I know for sure whether God is calling me to serve him? Of course, there are many things I would tell them, such as the need to identify their spiritual gifts and serve him right where they are while they discern his will. However, the most telling evidence that you are supposed to serve God in a given area is that deep down inside you have an awesome sense of compulsion. You feel compelled to give your life to Jesus and cannot imagine doing anything else but living for him. So if you're asking the Father if he's called you to preach the gospel or serve him in some way, consider whether anything else is even an option for you. Certainly, you may have gifts in other areas, but if you find that your internal drive is set on serving Him and making the name of Jesus known to others, then yes, God is calling you. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, with all you have given for us, we cannot receive, we cannot conceive of doing anything else but living for you. We say yes to your call. Guide us in serving you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection. And I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music on this, on this Worship Thursday and Thankful Thursday. To God be the glory. Amen. So I hope you enjoyed this selection.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
You thought I was a devil.
Amen. You thought I was worthy. Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. We choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you have placed in our heart. We trust you today with everything that we are, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God, praise God. Again, at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. So at this time, I will play another selection. Praise God.
Let's all hold hands, 'cause he is worthy to be praised.
Let's
of peace. Praise be to God. We lift up our tired and worn out hearts to you in gratitude for your gift of peace. You calm the storms with but a word and subdued enemies with but a stone. And you offer us peace throughout our days. Thank you for this greatest of blessings. Thank you for the rest that comes by abiding in your presence. Prince of Peace, we don't need to fight or fret, but rather to rest in your peace. Even when we don't understand the circumstances around us and life seems unfair, you have a way of bringing a peace that calms all our confusion. It is a beautiful thing, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Tempted to doubt. Filled our minds with your thoughts of peace to such a degree that our face, our muscles, our nonverbal expressions, our body language reflects this peace to those around us. That alone would be a great victory. And we trust you to do this in our life. We ask for peace in our relationships where there is conflict, bringing resolution and restoration. We ask for peace in our hearts where there is doubt, bitterness, or regret. We ask for wisdom and acceptance within. Let our words bring peace to those around us and bring about peace between the races and the iniquities in the world and in our nation. Quell the violence with your peace as only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Praise God.
You can't aptly. Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your craft, break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Praise be to God. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear. I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you, God. Bless you. I tell you, it is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Thursday. And someone is going, why is it so wonderful? You still here? That's right. Come on now. My goodness, I'm just so thankful for all that I'm seeing God do. To some, it may not sound like a praise report, but to anybody that knows me, it's a praise report. My daughter-in-laws, they took me out last weekend, and I said, y'all want to do what? And they just wanted to take me out for dinner on last Saturday. And I was like, that's what I said. I said, oh. You know, unfortunately, mother-in-laws get a bad rep just because they're mother-in-laws. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that came from. But it's just because the daughter-in-law took me out last weekend, and it was so awesome. We had an awesome, awesome time just being around the family, the grandkids, and everything. And what am I doing today? I am here thanking God.
Amen.
Thanking God, because there was a time that we couldn't all sit around at the same table, you know, without there being an argument, without this going on and that. And I'm going, oh, my God, I'm going home. And so I'm just grateful to God that he's showing us he is still able to do all things exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask or think. And I'm telling you, that is a big one for me. Anyone that knows me know I love family. I love family, especially my own. So I bless God for that. Now we're going to get into this word. We're going to hit it and quit it. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight, oh God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, clothed in our right minds, divine healings within our bodies, oh God. You saw fit to allow us to see another day. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name just for being who you are in all of your glory. Father God, the fact that you never give up on any of us is enough for us to give you praise. And so we praise you right now, oh God. Have your way on this line, oh God. Let this word come out in a manner that is pleasing unto you. Not my word, let thy word be spoken, oh God. I am just a vessel. And I'm asking you to use me to touch someone, to comfort someone, to just bless someone, to draw someone nigh to thee. You have to do it, oh God. It is your power, your anointing. Only you can do this, oh God. But I pray that your word does not fall on deaf ears tonight, that someone is encouraged and lifted up. And then you and only you will get the glory. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I tell you, I feel like I was running around like a chicken with a head cut off today. I don't even know why. I just was running. I don't know why I was running. Just running, doing stuff. And, you know, one of the young ladies, I said, I don't know what I said to that child. I said, she said, hey, why you got to do me like this? I said, huh? She said, listen, you know, on Thursdays, you just need to, I said, ooh, hold on, why you got to go there? There's another dude there, and sometimes he gets on the line as well, and he's going to kill me because I'm surely going to say his name. But, you know, he always got to throw something in there. Okay, remember, it's almost Thursday, remember? I said, oh, good Lord. They took accountability and ran all cross country with it. They make sure if you're going to be, my goodness, God, I love you. They make sure if you're going to be a pastor on Thursday, they want to see a pastor on Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, Saturday, and Wednesday, too.
Amen.
My goodness. Yeah, because guess what? People don't believe it, but no one wants to listen to No one wants to listen to anyone preaching God's word if that's not the light they see before them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now, am I saying that we're perfect? No way. We're nowhere near perfect. But they ought to see, oh my goodness, glory to God. They ought to see the light of God shining through us. Okay? At some point, we ought to look a little bit different than the rest of the folks in the world. Why? Because on a daily basis, God is changing us. He's pruning us. He's making us more and more into his likeness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you are a willing vessel, the first thing you're willing to do is to die out to self. Say, Lord, I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to go here. I don't want to go. And he's saying, okay, Kathy, I'm getting ready to prune you, and you ain't going to like it. Why? Because I'm going to take all these things off you that are not like me. Well, then, Lord, that's every bit of me. You get ready to destroy me because I'm nothing like you. And he said, exactly. Huh? Did y'all get that? He said, exactly.
Yes.
Why?
Exactly.
Because we're nothing like him. None of us are. And so that's why he says, when you come to me, you got to be willing to die to self. But here's the good news. Everybody thinks as soon as you come to Christ, you're going to die immediately. Ooh, the devil is a liar. You're not going to die that day.
Nope.
Guess what? God's still working on Pastor Kathy. What does that tell you?
Amen.
Everybody thinks that as soon as they come to Christ, ooh, I'm a new creature. You are a new creature. It just may not seem like it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you are a new creature.
Yes.
And you say, well, how am I new? You brand new. You brand new because now you have willingly accepted child of God.
Amen.
Huh? That's how you become new. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then guess what? On a daily, on a monthly, on a yearly basis, old things will pass away. Mm-hmm. But they don't all pass away at once.
No.
And that's how the devil keeps duking people, because he's gotten them thinking, you still a sinner. You still ain't worthy of you, God. You still, oh, the devil is nothing but a liar. Trust me, I know. And I tell everybody, it is a process.
Yes.
For some, it's a quick process. For some, it's a slow process. It doesn't matter. It's a process. No one gets there overnight. Look at Paul. Look at all the things Paul ended up doing for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he still said, I have not yet arrived.
Yes. That's right.
I still need God to do a little bit more work in me.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Come on now.
Yep.
Yeah. Stop beating yourself up. God loves you. And does he love you just the way you are? Oh, the devil is a liar. That ain't what Pastor Kathy said. I didn't say he loves you just. He loves you, but he hates the sin. But he
That's
does
right.
love you.
Yes.
Whether
you
tall, short, fat, skinny, bald, got hair, don't matter. He loves you. Because
mm-hmm.
in his eyes, you're marvelous. You're
mm-hmm.
his creation.
Yes, we
he
are.
He only sees the beauty in all of us. He sees
yeah.
the beauty. And you look in the mirror and you go, what beauty? He's not looking at your face. He's looking at your heart.
Amen.
That's what he's looking
at. Thank you.
And that's why you look so good. Because he's looking at your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? God has seen things in you, and you that you haven't seen in yourself. Come
True.
On now.
That's
right. Why he's God.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Let me get into this word so I can hit it and quit it. We are coming from the Gospels, the middle of your Bible. It's going to be short and sweet. We are coming from, thank you, God, Matthew's, the Gospel of Matthew. You know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, coming from Matthew chapter 8, verses 8 through 10. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You know, thank you, Holy Ghost. You know, I got to put this out there. I got to put this disclaimer out there. Y'all say, why don't she just get into the word? Why she always got a joke? Why she always got, because I ain't got no praise team. If I had a praise team, I would have to work this hard. Because guess what? Any church you go to, you will never see the pastor first. You will always hear the praise team. Why? They have to calm you down from the cares of this world. Get you ready to receive that word that God has given the man or woman of God to give you.
Mm-hmm.
When you come, you go, oh, I know he did. Oh, he's going to try to talk to me any old kind of way. You come in the church with all this on you. The man of God cannot preach, or the woman of God cannot preach to you in that condition. They've got to calm you down. Let your thoughts get into a place where God's word can enter in.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got the praise team going, and by the time the praise team finished, most of the time you got to hear, hallelujah, God, I love you, oh, King Jesus. And then the pastor's looking around. He's saying, they ready. Ow! And that's only if the praise team did what they were supposed to do, take you to a place of worship.
Yes.
Because when you get to a place of worship, you're going to accept God's word.
Amen.
Yeah, because when you're in worship, you're loving on God.
That's right.
And while you're loving on him, your pastor's standing in the back looking, oh, they're ready now. Let me go. Ah! Here we go, y'all. Well, see, I got to tell a joke. I got to make myself look crazy. I got to do all this to get y'all to laugh, calm down, get rid of the cares of the day. And then I go, God says, stay ready now, Kathy.
Yes.
I said, thank you, Holy Ghost, because I did not know. Oh, here we go. We are coming from the Gospel of Matthew. It's in the middle mm-hmm. of your Bible. Matthew chapter 8, verses 8 through 10. verse 8 says, the centurion answered, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Saying, Jesus, hold on, where am I at? Okay, here we go. And Jesus said, we commit ourselves to the... No, what is going on? Where's my word? Oh, Lord Jesus. Evangelist Hilda, do you have Matthew 8, 8 through 10?
Yes, in the New Living.
It's okay. Go ahead and read it, dear heart.
Okay. But the officer said, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say
okay,
the word.
Stop. Okay. I got it now. Thank you. I thought I had the wrong word. Thank you. The officer, the centurion answered, Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof.
Mm-hmm.
But just say the word and my servant will be healed. For
mm-hmm.
I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell one to go and he goes, and another to come and he comes.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my servants to do something and they do it. Verse 10 says, when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those following him, truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Amen. May the Lord
Amen.
Add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen. Praise
the
God.
The title of this message is The Faithful Few.
Mm-hmm.
The title of this message is The Faithful Few. Y'all better be looking going, thank you, God, that Pastor Kathy studies to show herself an approved worker, one rightly dividing the word of truth. Come on now, because if you don't study, you can't get all this, because all you're going to get is what they see. But you got to
mm-hmm.
study so the Holy Ghost can give you the rest of what needs to be said. Now, the centurion... I got to give you a background on the centurion so you guys can say, thank you, God. Okay? The
mm-hmm.
centurion, right? The centurion was a Roman soldier.
Yes.
Yeah. He was a Roman soldier. And he was also a Gentile. We do know, well, we may not know. Some of us know that Israel has chosen people. Okay, here's the background. Israel is whom God called his chosen people. The Gentiles were the ones that God said he didn't come to take the food off the tables of the chosen to give it to the dogs. And you
mm-hmm.
got to know the story about the woman with the sick daughter, and God was saying, no, I can't give this food to the dogs. And she said, well, even the dogs deserve crumbs.
Amen.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to that one day, but not today. I just said that so you would understand. The Israelites were God's chosen people.
Yes.
The Gentiles would have been all of us. Okay?
Yes.
That's why I got to give you all the background. This centurion, he was a Gentile. Okay, and when I was reading the commentary said that when his servant got sick, and he was sick to almost the point of death, and when he got sick, there was a doctor there that had to do what the Roman soldier told him to do, and he says, I did all I can do. He said, I prayed, and that's all I can do. And he says, well, you know, if I was in Rome, I could just take a gift into the, you know, the Roman sanctuary, and then he could be healed. No, the devil is a lie. It doesn't work that way. But anyhow, that's what he thought. He said, but I'm not there, so I don't know what to do. So the doctor guy, he says, I've done all that I can do. I've prayed. So the Roman soldier says, I guess that's all you can do. Okay? So he's walking out, and the doctor guy goes, well, you know that Jesus of Nazareth, who's been healing others that have come unto him, he's coming this way. And so the Roman soldier says, would he take a, oh my goodness, glory to God, I want to jump on this. He says, would he take a gift from a soldier from Rome? And so the doctor says, well, you know that it is against the law for him to come into your home because you are a Gentile. Oh, my goodness, I'm so glad we are not under the law. We are under grace.
Hallelujah.
My goodness, glory to God.
Mm-mm-mm.
And so he says, but would your God, he's telling the doctor, would your God accept the gift from a soldier from Rome? And he says, well, you never know, but it's worth going to see him. Now, I'm getting all this out of the commentary, and the Holy Ghost is speaking the rest into my spirit. And so the soldier says, well, you sit here and take care of my servant who is a friend to me. So in other words, he's not just a servant. I don't need him to get well so he can oh, my goodness, y'all better hit it. I don't need him to get well so he can serve me, huh? I want him to get well because he's also a friend. Wow, y'all missed it, so I got to tell you what I was trying to say. He says he's not just a servant, he's also a friend.
Amen.
Jesus turned around and called us friends.
Yes.
Okay?
Praise
We're
God.
Not just servants, we are a friend. Why do you think Israel Houghton came out with that song, I am a friend of God?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. And Amen. So he's, the servant is saying, see, y'all got to hear this, because if you don't hear it, you can't grasp it. If you don't grasp it, you ain't going to give God a great big hallelujah. The servant, the Roman soldier says, you stay here with my servant, my friend. I'm going to go see this Jesus. Now, the Roman soldier went over and beyond for his servant, right? Because he loved them as a friend. If it was just a servant, okay, look down there and get me another servant. He's getting ready to be out of here. No, he was also a friend, cared about him. You got to see where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
So while we are servants of the Most High God, we are also a friend of God. That means there's nothing he wouldn't, oh my goodness, glory to God, here it comes. There's nothing he wouldn't do to preserve our lives. God, I love you. Because he's saying, it's not his desire that any should perish. He did not say, it is not my desire that the Israelites should perish.
No.
He said in his word, it is not his desire that any should perish. Guess what? You to any, she to any, he to any, and I'm one of the any.
Thank
Come
you,
on God. Now. So God
you.
Does not desire to see us perish.
No, he don't.
God, we love you.
Thank you,
and
God.
And so the centurion, he heads out, and when he comes across Jesus and his followers, he says, I'm looking for this man called Jesus of Nazareth. Now look how he said, I'm looking for this man called Jesus of Nazareth. So in other words, I don't have a relationship with him. I he's not my God. I'm just looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I am he. He said, watch what he says. Now, you got to get all this out the commentary. The commentary is books that preachers and other people read to really get the depth of God's word. That's what commentaries are. They're like Bible encyclopedias, if you will, because they give you more information, right? They spell the whole story out for you. And so he says, Lord, Lord. Now, that's not in verses 8 through 10. Okay, the only way you're going to hear that is to hear the tone of how he's speaking to Jesus, or the Holy Ghost has to reveal it to you, or you got to read the commentary like I did. So the centurion says, Lord, Lord. And I was led to go look up Lord, Lord. Whenever someone says Lord, Lord, they're calling you Lord because you have power and authority over others. Now, he didn't say my Lord. He said Lord, Lord. He says, I'm not even worthy for you to come into my house. See, this is good stuff right here. Because guess what he's saying? He said, you have no idea all that I've done. You have no idea what my people have done. Well, yes, he does. He's God. He has an idea what you've done. He certainly has an idea what your people have done. And so I'm reading the commentary, and I'm going, this is good stuff right here. Because guess what? He was a Gentile. That's a no-no right there, because it's against the law for Jesus to really help him back in the day, right? And the second thing was he was a Roman soldier. I don't know how much Bible y'all know, so I'm just going to spell it out for you. When Jesus was taken to the cross to be crucified, guess who took him there? The Roman soldiers.
Yep.
Yeah. They were carrying him to the cross, throwing him down on the way to the cross, beating him, just doing all kind of stuff, kicking him, spitting on him, all the way to the cross. So the man said, you got to understand why he's saying I'm not worthy. Why? Because it's going to be good news for you. You said good news for me. Yeah, because guess what? There are so many of us out there going, Lord, I'm not worthy of your love. I can't let you come into my house because I'm not worthy to have you, Lord, stand in my presence. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. And guess what? You know how I know? Thank you, Holy Ghost. When I found out after I had to tell my mother, I said, Ma, this church is crazy. They be rolling around on the floor, and they be speaking in these languages. Ma, they got some voodoo going on. It's something. My mother said, Gal, shut your mouth. I said, no, they got some voodoo or something, because they be saying something. I don't know what that they doing. They rolling around, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they used to have holy rollers, right? Now people so in tune with others looking at them, they can't even relax before God because they don't want no one to see them come outside of those fancy clothes and just praise God, because that's all the holy rollers are doing is praising God, and they didn't care who saw them do what. And someone said, Gal, did you go to a holiness church? I said, no. I went to an apostolic church or something. I don't even know. Oh, I said, girl.
That sounds more like a Pentecostal church.
She said Pentecostal. And I said, no, Ma. They had some roots or something. Oh, I said, where did you get all that nonsense?
Yeah.
I said, I got some. And she said, girl, they would roll around on the floor. I said, they were going, Jesus, hallelujah, and, you know. And my mother said, they was really loving on God, huh? And I'm thinking, no, they was rolling around on the floor. So my mother says, you saw them rolling around on the floor. God saw them worshiping him. And I went, oh. She said, you don't have to go to that church if you don't want to. There's so many churches out there. Pick one that you feel comfortable with and go to it. Now, hear me now, my crazy self. I'm going back there. I want to roll around too. Help me, Jesus. He said, I did. I said, I want to roll around too. Because when I was standing there, even though they was rolling around, I was laughing inside my mind. I'm going, good Lord, she don't know how. Her head on twisted to the side. You know, so I'm just standing there. And the sad part is now that when I realized Jesus, God could hear every one of my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm standing there going, look at, somebody help her. Her dress done rolls up. Look at this. There was a dude that rolled all the way from the pulpit to the door. He just kept rolling. I went, what are they doing? You know, and guess what? The people was just getting out their way and kept on going with the service. And I went, they don't see these people on the floor. Didn't have no mind. Mm-hmm. Not like church today. Today they got to look at everybody. They want to know what kind of sin she in. She in here praising God that hard. It's none of your business. Okay? You are here to get into the presence of God for yourself. I'm here to do the same thing. Let me do it my way. You are not me. And it's none of your concern what I've done that was so wrong that I'm in here praising God this hard. It's none of your business. This is between me and my God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I kept, you know, I'm thinking I'm going back so I can see how funny they look rolling around and stuff. And not knowing that was God drawing me ministry. And I kept going, and inside my mind, I was thinking I was at the comedy store. I'd be laughing inside my mind. I wouldn't let them see me laugh because that's rude. I'd just be looking at them laughing. Okay, let me fast forward. Now there's a new saint in the church looking at Pastor Kathy doing jumping jacks. Hallelujah. Glory. Wouldn't they let me see that video? I said, why would your video this? Pastor said, because you took so long to let God come in and occupy your being. What they call it, what you do to the Holy Ghost? You know, I can't think of it right now. You kept sitting on the Holy Ghost, and would not allow yourself to praise God. That's why you was doing jumping jacks, Kathy, because by the time you released, you was grieving. That's what they call it. You was grieving the Holy Ghost. Because anytime, you know, I felt, you know, I would hold myself still, and I'm like, so by the time I really got shocked with it, my hands was in the air, my leg. When I saw that video, they didn't show it to me till a week later. So I don't know what I was doing. And I was looking like Boo-Boo the Fool, but in God's eyes, I looked absolutely wonderful. Because all he saw was worship. That's all he saw was the worship. Okay, if you're going to look like a fool for God, oh, my goodness, glory to God, you know what God is going to do for you as you allow yourself to look like a fool for him.
That's right.
So now, the centurion, now that y'all got the background, he is a Gentile and a Roman soldier.
He tells
Jesus, I am not worthy for you to come into my house.
Yes.
And heal my servant.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but all you have to do is speak a word. He said, I'm like you. I'm a man of authority, but I'm also under authority. And so Jesus is looking at him, and he says, yeah, I have authority, but I'm also under authority. And I know that I am not worthy for you to come into. Oh, my goodness. Jesus looked at him and said, I haven't found anyone in all of Israel with this kind of faith. You know why?
Yep.
This man does not have a relationship with me. if you will, and I'll put it to you this way. He's not one of my sons or my daughters. He wasn't the chosen one. He's a Gentile. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, they don't even say Gentile no more. You just a sinner. You out there doing a, hey. That's none of your concern. Your only concern is to show them the love of God, kindness, gentleness.
That's
Come
right.
on. That's all you're supposed to do. Let God worry about God's business. You can't change him no how. Only God can. So let God do what he does.
That's right.
So,
Amen.
So now the centurion says, I'm not worthy. I can't do it. I can't let you come to my house because, first of all, the law is against it. The law says Jesus can't go into the house of a centurion because he's an Israelite. Well, guess what? He looked at Jesus. He said, you ain't got to go in there. All you got to do is say the word. Now, in the commentary, guess what it says? Mm. It says that Jesus looked at his followers because one of the followers said, so surely he believes that if you say the word, then his servant who is in Capernaum, he's going to be healed. Hey, aren't you following me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you're not following me. Yes, I am. I'm walking with you. You are not following me. Because guess what? When Jesus said you are not following me, he's not saying you're not walking behind me. He's saying you're not following me. You're not understanding my purpose for being here.
Right.
That's what he was saying. So he's looking at, you could just imagine Jesus looking at the one that's supposed to be following going, you still don't understand? Let me break it down to you like this. And I got all this type of commentary. He says, surely. Oh, my goodness, this is good stuff. And he says it here, too. He says, I've not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. And he said, the day is going to come when many, like the centurion, is going to sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God. And the ones that are following him, they're going, oh, my goodness, glory to God. They're going to be burnt in the lake of fire. So, you know, he said, and look, oh, my goodness, everybody that looks like they're with me are not with me because they don't understand me. And because they don't understand me, they're not living right for me. And because they're not living for me, they are going to die. Ooh, God, I love
it.
He said, because guess what's happening? You're looking at the one that looks like they don't belong.
Yes.
And you lifting your nose up because you holy and you righteous. And, look at them. Look at the life they living. And God is saying, Kathy, you better say it over and over and over again. And I said, what's that, Lord? He said, let them know I didn't come for the righteous.
That's right.
Because if the truth be told, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Yes.
So what sense would it be for me to say I only came for the righteous? Then that means I came for no one. And I know where they are. I know what they've done. And guess what, nosy? I know what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I know they're going to hear this word and still go out there and cuss and fuss and smoke and drink and lie and cheat and do all this other stuff. But guess what? I also know in 2009 that they're going to come in. And they're going to say, God, I've had enough. I don't want to live like this no more. I want you to lead and guide me in a manner that is going to get me into the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
I want you to clean me up, creating me a clean heart, and renew a right spirit in me. Why? Because the ones you counted out are the very ones that's going to make it in.
Hey, yes.
You counted them out because you're looking at them now. I say they're in because I can see them in 10 years from now giving their life to Christ. Come on now. Guess what? The God that we serve is long-suffering.
Yes.
Yeah. He's going to wait on you, 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 and me.
Amen.
Until we get it right. He's not going to give up on us. Huh?
Nope.
He didn't come to kill, steal, and destroy. That's the devil doing that. God came to give life and life more abundantly. And so he's looking at the man, the centurion. He says, no one in Israel has this greater faith. This man don't know me. He's not one of my children. And he's sitting there going, just say the word. My servant's going to be here. And I got you guys walking behind me saying, oh, so you think he can just say a word and you heal? Wait a minute. Let me look again and see who's really following me.
Okay.
Oh, that would be the centurion over there.
Yes.
Right? Glory to God. And thank you, Holy Ghost. Guess what? That young man that I told you about, I keep watching this young man. And I said, Lord, I have no idea why God draws me to the ones he draws me to and brings it. There was another one in there. He's gone now. He done moved on to another job. But he used to get on the line, Evangelist Hill. There was that guy, Willie, and then there was Theo, and, you know. And I'm going, what in the world is God? All these young men, right? And there was another one, Mr. Washington. All of them used to get on. And guess what? God said, it doesn't matter if they don't get on anymore. Because guess what? You've already planted the seed.
Right. Amen.
Yeah, you plant the seed. Another one's going to what? Do the watering, and then I bring an increase in their lives.
Yes.
Seat, and so, because I'm looking, going, what do you want? And then there were some young ladies that were there, too. There's one, she done moved on to another job, Evie. And there were so many that were listening that got on, and you could see them, Evangelist Hilda, because I can't see them. You can see those phone numbers coming and going. And you go, what's going on? And God said, I'm just using Kathy to plant seeds right now. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. All I want her to do is plant seeds. Huh? Because guess what? When the time comes, when I get to nugging at their heart, those seeds are going to be little plants on the inside. Feeding them the same word that she planted the seed with.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
And so for all of you, where you're saying, I'm not worthy to come into your presence, I felt like that. When that Holy Ghost really got on me and I got to speaking in tongues, the only thing I remember is just feeling ashamed of all I had done. And God was saying through the man of God, he said, daughter, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. No. He don't care what you've done. He already seen it.
Yes.
He's here to love on you. That's all. If those are tears because you're feeling ashamed, get rid of those tears and let the tears of joy come out.
Amen.
And I'm looking at him.
Yes,
he says,
Lord.
Yeah, you ain't got no reason to be ashamed because he already seen all that. And
yes.
Still loves you. Who? You, and me.
Amen.
It doesn't matter.
That's right.
What you've done. It doesn't matter what you're doing.
Thank you, God.
God says you belong to me. As long as you don't walk away from the word of God, you're still one of mine. Even though you haven't come in yet. I'm so grateful for Paul and the others that went after the Gentiles, Peter and all of them. God says, you're going to the... No! I'm not going to no Gentiles. He said, what I've cleaned up, how dare you continue to call it dirty?
Right.
I cleaned Cassie up. Now you let her in here.
Amen. Praise God.
I put on my only dress because I didn't used to wear dresses. I put that dress on, and I'm talking about in my adult years. In my child years, my mother had us in dresses. But in my adult years, I wasn't thinking about no dresses because I was too wild. I always want to dance, always want to do something, climb something, you know. And, ooh, the devil is a liar. I was not a tomboy. Get that straight right now. I just didn't like dresses. And then when I put them on and I started saying, that's kind of feminine. I like it. I like it a lot.
All right.
You know, but at that time, you know, God said, you hold your head up high. You come on in here. And I dare any of them to say, you are not worthy to come through that door. I said, oh, okay. You know, I just was feeling all good. I wasn't hearing no voice of God. I just was doing my thing. You know, and later on, I realized it was God who was doing the drawing, little by little, bringing me in.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Thank you.
We had our parents and our grandparents that taught us the word of God, taught us to love on God, taught us to trust in God and go to church. So you get a little older, you're like, I'm getting ready to go to Club Lulu over there. I'll give it shake your groove thing, yeah, you know. And now I can hear that music and it doesn't faze me. Do I still like it? Yes, the devil is a liar. I'm going to open my mouth and say, no, I don't like it. Yeah, I like it. Every time I hear it, I go, ooh, take me that old school music, yeah. But guess what? God let me know. If that music does not consume you, Kathy, you're not going to hell for listening to some old school. I used to think if you wear lipstick, you're going to hell. If you wear this, ha-ha, Lord. But anyway, we thank God we are not under the law anymore.
Amen.
We are under grace.
Mm-hmm.
We are under grace. Now, just like Paul said, because you're under grace, should you continue to sin? Heaven forbid.
No.
He said, I ain't giving you no license to sin. If you find yourself doing things that you believe are not pleasing in the sight of the Lord, don't you dare beat yourself up. God still loves you. And guess what? He loves you enough to meet you right where you are. When you want to see him, he's there. When you don't want to see him, he's still there. When you want to talk to him, he's there. When you don't want to talk to him, he's still there.
Amen.
Okay?
Thank you, God.
I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He didn't say, I'm going to wait till you come into church and I'm not going to leave you and I'm not going to forsake you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you because I called you in your mother's womb.
Yes.
Yeah. I set you aside in your mother's womb. I already know the plans that I have for your life. Kathy, Theo, Shauna, all of y'all out there, Evangelist Hill, God has plans for all of our lives.
Amen.
All of us. It doesn't matter what we're doing right now. He don't care. In another year, two or three or ten, you look at this, I never imagined this day would get here. Look at me up here, Evangelist so-and-so, Prophet so-and-so, Pastor so-and-so. God said, my plans never changed. My plans included all that you were going to do in your life, and my plans remained the same.
Amen.
From the time when you were in your mother's womb. Isn't that good news?
Yes, it is.
We all had the time when we could say, Lord, I'm not worthy to come into your presence. And God said, who is? Come on now. Who is?
Everybody has sinned. Mm-hmm.
So don't let that be the reason you stay out of the presence of God. Even if you're not ready to give your life to Christ right now, it's still okay. You still find a way to hear God's word. And as you hear it, you make sure you look it up. Look in the NIV, the LIV, the Living Translate. Look it up so you can gain understanding. You cannot change if you don't understand it. That's why the word of God says, in all thy getting, get understanding. Amen. And tonight, God is saying, I'm not coming for the righteous. I'm not coming for the lost. I'm coming for the faithful few, the ones that are willing to receive me. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Praise God. Praise God. At this time, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with 704-724. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on the word tonight?
Okay.
No, we have a, my name is Theo. How you doing, Pastor Kathy? I just want to thank you for giving the word of God. I just want to thank you for giving the word of God today, tonight. Really blessed every Thursday to get to hear the word and look blessed, you know, to come seeing that word, me and Shauna. So thank you, Pastor Kathy.
God bless you guys.
Amen. Okay, 980785, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on the word tonight? Praise God. And 980417, God bless you. And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word tonight?
No, Willie ain't
nah,
on
this
line.
This is Willie. I just want to say thank you, Ms. Kathy.
God bless you, young man.
And may God bless you all.
Amen.
Hi, this is Brittany. I just want to say thank you, Ms. Kathy. I really enjoyed the night.
By making me pass out. Thank you. Thank
I'm
you.
Not making
me lose it. God bless you, dear heart, for joining when you could. Amen. A lot of them are still at work. So I thank God that they got whatever minutes they were able to get in. And I tell you, to hear them getting on the line, and I know that Evangelist Hilda, she'll call me or she'll text me and let me know. A lot of people, when you say, give a brief response, they start hanging up because they don't want to say nothing. And it's okay. They still got the word. They still
Amen.
Got the word, whether they want to say something or not. And it's just funny that you see how good God is. It's
yeah.
funny that I used Willie and Theo tonight and Shauna, and they were all on the line. I told them, I can't see who's on the line, only the host in New York, but God can see you. And
praise
you know
God, praise
God. Thank God
and
for all of you.
Also, you had 252, 226 was on the line, but they left.
Yes, I know there was a couple of calls that may have left.
Yes.
I want to say, I don't know who that was. I had to look up the numbers later. But I am so grateful for you guys getting on and just trusting the God in me that you're going to hear something that's going to pierce your heart and continue to pierce your heart to say one of these days, God knows when I get to that place where I'm ready, I'm going all the way in. But right now, I'm just not ready, and it's okay. God knows. We thank you. We love you. And right now, if there's anybody out there that hadn't, oh, my goodness, hold on. That young lady that was on the line, she was saying that she was going to rededicate her life to Christ, and we are so happy for her. We are celebrating with her. The angels are rejoicing. I got to shuffling at work, and, you know, Huey looking at me. I'm not ashamed of Christ. I'm going to shuffle. I'm going to hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, King Jesus, whatever. So we thank God for all of the ones that are still continuing to support the line and that are rededicating their lives. And my prayer is one day soon God's going to give us a building so we can start inviting folks to service, live service.
Amen.
Amen.
Your lips to God's ears.
Thank you. Thank you. If you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is never too late. Don't beat yourself up at what you're doing or what. God is not concerned with that. He's only concerned with where you want to go, right? Mm-hmm. And right now you're saying,
Well, God, I need to take about 30 steps, and today I can only do one. And God is saying, I'll take the one, right?
Amen.
Because he's looking at all of us taking the crazy step. Lord, I want to come in, but I don't want to change yet. And it's okay. He's looking at every step you take, even the baby steps. Because to us, the baby steps, to God, they're giant steps.
Mm-hmm.
That's a step in the right direction. Amen?
Amen.
Say, Father God, I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for my sin.
Yes,
come into my life. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. If you pray that prayer of faith, that's a beginning. That's a step in the right direction. And if you haven't prayed it, it's still okay. God knows when you're going to pray it, and he's going to be right there to receive you when you do. Precious and Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your word that came to love on us, to remind us who said you're not worthy. The devil is a liar. Every one of you are worthy. You are the reason I came here. I came for you, you, and you too, Kathy. Thank you, God. And so God is saying, I haven't given up on you. Don't you dare give up on me. Precious and Heavenly Father, every household represented under the sound of my voice, we pray that you will continue to let this word resonate in their minds and their hearts and in their spirits, that they would meditate on it. When they get to those places where life seems like it's overwhelming, that they will hear your word jumping out at them. Didn't I say be strong and of good courage, that I would never leave you nor forsake you? Didn't I say no weapon formed against you shall prosper? Remind them of your word, oh God. After all, that's what's keeping every last one of us alive. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Oh, it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. Praise be to God. And we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. So have a wonderful evening and good night and shalom. And on that, we're leaving out on all.
God bless you guys. Have a great night. Love you.
Thank you, Pastor Kathy.